the Olmstedts and the Robbins come on up for our parent/child dedication. You guys can stand to my right, and you guys can stand to my left. This is one of those times during the church service we do say flash photography is allowed. Plus, most of the time, no one's taking a picture of me. Oh, thank you, Seth. Was that? I wasn't in it. Do you know? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, I love having these opportunities to do this. In Psalm 127, it says that children are a blessing from the Lord. So it's exciting whenever a new child enters a family, and there's no greater moment than when parents sense that their children are a gift from God. Dedicating a child acknowledges God's sovereignty not only over the child, but also over mom and dad. Parents present their child before God and his people, asking for grace and wisdom in carrying out their responsibilities. I just want to remind you again of at least the purposes that we have for the parent-child dedication. First of all, there is no special grace or salvation imparted in this. Parents are committing to the task of raising this child in a Christian home that will reflect the love of God and the character of Jesus Christ. They realize, both these parents, sets of parents realize that this child needs Jesus and will expose them to the truth of the gospel at an early age. They also realize the value of having other believers support and pray for them in this daunting process of raising a child. They desire for this child to grow up as a man or woman of God, obedient to the word and faithful to the kingdom. So I'm going to begin to my left, and then Pastor Rex is going to assist for the folks to my right. So Ryan and Kenzie, by coming forward, do you declare your desire to commit to the intent of this baby dedication? All right, that's the right answer. This is Jack David Robbins. He was born on November 7th, 2016. So far, accurate? Awesome. Matthew chapter 19 says this, "Then little children were brought to him that he might put his hand on them and pray, but disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, 'Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven.'" So this is my favorite part.
Oh, they're laughing with us. Okay, I'm going to try to pray for this little one, parents, and for us. Let's pray together. God, we realize that this morning Ryan and Kenzie have brought Jack before you and before us today to dedicate him. Realizing that this dedication has nothing to do with salvation, but really more the idea that they wanted to raise him up in a home where Christ is honored and expose him to the gospel. We each have a responsibility here, whether we're family members or church family members, that we will encourage Ryan and Kenzie as they seek to raise Jack in your word and again share the gospel with him. So I pray your blessing on them as parents. It's not easy to parent. It's a daunting task, but you provide us with the word and with the spirit and with the power to do it faithfully. And I pray also for Jack. I pray that he would come to know you in a personal way at a very young age, and that he would be a committed follower of Jesus Christ his entire life. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You can clap for them if you'd like.
And I really love this couple here to my right, Timothy and Amber. I am their community group leader. So for the last couple years now, I've had the opportunity to get to know you as a couple, but also your family, and I appreciate the friendship that's forming and how we can walk together and serving the Lord. And so I also had the privilege of being able to baptize Timothy and Amber about a year ago, and now I consider it a privilege to be able to dedicate one of their children to the Lord. Timothy and Amber, by coming forward, do you declare your desire to commit to the intentions of this dedication? Okay. And this morning, we are going to be dedicating their youngest daughter, Rosalie Susan Olmsted, who was born February 6th of this year, and just a couple weeks ago celebrated her six-month birthday, right? So I want to share a parallel passage that from the Gospels that Jay had read from. It's from Matthew 19, 13 through 14. Again, why do we have dedications like this? Jay's already given some reasoning, but it's also to remind us that Jesus loves children. And because Jesus loves children, of course you do, you love your children, but we love children as well. The little children were brought to him that he might put his hands on them and pray, but the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." And so Jesus welcomed children, he interacted with children, he held children, he prayed for children. Children are precious to the Lord, and he's pleased when we want to dedicate our children to him. So I'd also like to pray for Rosalie, and I know she's sleeping, but you think she might let me hold her? We'll try. Okay, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, Timothy and Amber have brought their family before you today. I pray first of all for them as parents. I pray that you would give them grace and wisdom to carry out their responsibilities and help them to be godly examples in their home. I pray that their home would be a place where each lives for the other and all live for you. And for Rosalie today, we dedicate her to you. I pray that she would be raised in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and that she would be trained in the way she should go. And I pray that one day she would trust Jesus Christ as her own personal Savior and commit to becoming one of his followers. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. She did pretty well.
All right, as they're making their way down, if you would, don't mind just standing, please, and greet one another. Thank you.
So bad. Yeah. You teach him not to put his fingers in other people's mouths. He was stoic. He didn't make a face. She actually woke up, but then she fell back to sleep. Her face was precious. She's like, "Who is this guy holding me?"